Emo, the death of goth, superseding the angst generation of teens. Some would call it a mixed child of goth and angst. I call it a classification. No, a wussification of today's youth. Kids running around with black hair covering half their face because a paper bag is too expensive, and it would hide the massive amounts of eyeliner caked into their face. The same kids running around wearing only Hot Topic brand clothing. Not because they think it's cool, but because no one understands them. The kind of kids who cut themselves to fit in. Not the kind who cut to relieve pain. The kind who write in their diary and pretend that it's the only one that understands them. But before I get into this emo thing any further, I'm going to start off this podcast with a good song by Pussyfur titled Undertaker.
Smell your lie through the smoke and arrogance. But now I know. So you will not get away with it again. I'm pissing in those hollow eyes, for I have reached my end. So you for making me feel like I am guilty, making it easy to murder your sweet memory. Before I go, tell me, will you ever who you play yourself to be? Either way, I must say goodbye. You're dead to me. So I thank you for making me feel like I am guilty. Making it easy to murder your sweet memory. I'm severing the heartline. I'm leaving your cause behind. Not dead, but soon to be, though I won't be the one who kills you. I'll just leave that up to you.
Oh yeah, the emo kids. The kind of kids that would sooner cry and beg for love than actually be themselves. The type of kids that you will see sitting in the corner all by himself, listening to quote-unquote hardcore music, when it really just is the emo theme song by A Simple Plan called Untitled. And I've heard this song, and honestly, I can understand it. It would make me want to slit my wrist, too. I hate it. It sucks. I don't know how they got so famous. Here, take a listen to this.
How could this happen?
I can't even listen to the whole fucking thing. But that is, I would say, the emo theme song. Now, most of you here listening would be like, oh, how could you make fun of the emo? I don't give a damn. I hate them. They are goth wannabes who hasn't realized that the goth died out in my generation. Back in the mid to late 90s. Anything after that is just a poser. You know, goth isn't how you paint your face or wear black clothes. Goth is a lifestyle and a form of thought. Now, if you actually really want to know what goth is, goth was not only just a clothing style, a lifestyle, it was also a good form of music back in the day. I would go so far as to say The Cure was actually one of the starters of the goth revolution. And if you actually listen to their music, it was very poppy. Except for this one here, which was on the Crow soundtrack, which I'm going to play for you here. It's titled Burn. Let's take a listen to it, and then compare that to some emo music that claims to be goth, and I think you'd actually see the big difference. Fall Out Boy is not goth. Fall Out Boy is more emo than anything else. Same with a lot of these other bands. You know, they're always the whiners. I call them the whiner bands. When screamo died out, emo came in. Oh, I hate my life. How could this happen to me? I have no friends. I'm so antisocial. Yeah, well, it's your own damn fault. So we're going to end this podcast here with me saying, bottom line, emos, get a fucking life. Quit trying to be your own little clique. And this is Typo Negative with my girlfriend's girlfriend.
There's no secrets where close. The sweaty will grow. Like latex for